Yeah, we had a few in-person public engagement sessions as well. You know, a bunch of people in the area received postcards, and we had our Engage St. John's page. And there was one to two residents that did express concern. One of them was in person. That was at the current Muse Center. And they, again, like you said, had expressed concerns that children could be crossing over the pond when it's frozen. So this concern was mostly with regards to the, from my understanding, the Boys and Girls Club, because currently the Boys and Girls Club operate out of our Muse Center. That's currently on the same side of the street as St. Teresa's. And obviously with the new center being built in Money Pond Park, you know, there is the Money Pond there. This is something that, you know, we're certainly aware of. And, you know, we've had extensive consultations with the Boys and Girls Club from everything with the design, because they will be included in our new building and they did need more space, but also the safety part. So in talking with the Boys and Girls Club, they do currently now and will going forward do an education piece with parents and the school to educate the parents, as it's the parents' responsibility for getting the children and the youth to the after-school program at the Muse Center. So parents typically work it amongst themselves and coordinate and work together to either walk in groups or arrange for pickup. So that's typically how that's handled. So as the bill gets closer, you know, this is something now where it is different. You're not walking the same side of the street. You're crossing at Mundy Pond and you're, you know, going through the trails there or the sidewalks to get there. So as the bill gets closer, the city will work with schools, the Boys and Girls Club, our city staff, and, you know, I'll certainly reach out to the RNC to play an education piece on this and a heightened awareness to the parents that, you know, it is different. Now the landscape has changed, literally, to make sure that the youth and the children of the school get to the Boys and Girls Club safely.
Are there any other mitigations that the city could be considering? The person that I heard from mentioned potentially planting some trees along the pond to potentially obstruct the view to prevent children from being enticed from crossing. Is that something that's being considered?
Not to my knowledge that's being considered. You know, that's something, you know, we can certainly put across to our park staff. You know, you're not obstructing the view of Almoney Pond. It's a big pond. St. Teresa's almost sits right in the middle of it. So, you know, short of putting a 10-foot fence around the pond, you know, that's not going to stop children, and we're not fencing around Mundy Pond Park. So the education piece will be key here, and how the school and the Boys and Girls Club work that out is the biggest part here. But it's, again, we're certainly open to looking at, you know, tree planting there, and if that can help the case, you know, that's something we'd certainly look at.
Is this something that was factored in when you were choosing the location initially?
There's a number of things that went into choosing it. The main thing that went into choosing Mundy Pond Park, we had two places selected. Technically three. There was the building that was just down from the current Muse Center. There was the parking lot across the street, and then there was the Mundy Pond Park. And ultimately, it was the Mundy Pond Park that was chosen. And, you know, there was a number of reasons for that. One, it would be a recreational hub. So all the amenities are there. The trail's there. It's, you know, it has a softball field. It has a skate park, a dog park. The new Canadian Tire and all-inclusive playground is going to be put there. That's a $1 million new playground, which will be fantastic. And there'll be ample parking. Part of the issue with the current Muse Center is people park across the street and unfortunately don't go to the lights and cross there. So, you know, everything was factored in, but with everything taken into account, the Mundy Pond Park was head and shoulders the number one spot by all means.
For any parents out there that are concerned that this could be an issue, what do you say to them?
Talk to your kids, whether, you know, it's drinking and driving, whether it's, you know, the legal cannabis now, whether it's this Mundy Pond Park in the pond. Talk to your kids, let them know, you know, the do's and don'ts, and have a conversation with them that, you know, the ice, certainly there's water flowing in out of Mundy Pond, certainly at the mouth and foot of Mundy Pond. There's water running out. So in terms of ice safety, there can be, it may look frozen. It may only be a half inch, quarter inch thick. So, you know, it's never safe to go on a pond. And if you are going to go on a pond for whatever reason, whether it's to cross it or fish it, you know, make sure you have an adult there and you're prepared to go across. In a nutshell, stay off the pond. But if it's something you're going to do, make sure you have supervision and you know the ice is safe to cross.